Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I am your host, Chuck Curlin, and I am joined today by the staff liaison of the Economic Community and Developmental Committee, Jarrett Lash. Jarrett, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Chuck.
So I guess we're going to go by the ECDC at this point forward, so because that is a mouthful. Give our audience a background of what it is and how you got involved with it.
Absolutely. So professionally, I'm the township planner, and I have the role of being the staff liaison to two different groups, the Planning Commission and the Economic and Community Development Committee, which you said ECDC is probably going to be a little bit better for us. And now the ECDC is one of the citizen advisory boards, one of about two dozen that the Board of Supervisors have to be able to advise on different topics of interest. And so, as the name entails, the Economic and Community Development Committee is really focused on our small business community, on making sure that this is a place that is economically very full of vitality, and also creating opportunities for citizen engagement within that overall community. We're a really unique community here in Upper Marion Township. We're on the cusp of having about 38,000 residents, but we have 65,000 workers who come here on a daily basis. And that type of mix match is very unique. And so the ECDC is that link for the Board of Supervisors to be able to have conversations that link both residents and the businesses with the broader goals that the board has.
So Jarrett, how did you get involved? How did you become a planner here in the township?
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic opportunity to be able to be the planner in this community. My background was in the private sector, was working with a number of different municipalities, really centered around affordable housing. Saw the opportunity to be able to come here to Upper Marion Township and took that leap into municipal government. And I've been so thankful for the opportunity. And so as a planner, part of my job is thinking about the economic development of this community. Actually, my official title is I'm a community development and planning officer, but township planner for short. And so community development is another key portion of that, being able to find ways for citizens to be engaged. And so one thing that I love about being the staff liaison to the ECDC is having those consistent conversations with the residents who are appointed to that board to hear what they're seeing, to be able to have conversations with their friends and neighbors, with the small business owners that they know. And my role as the staff liaison is to be that connection between the goals that they have and the bandwidth that the staff can provide. So when they have a goal, if there's a need for the staff to be able to fill in, I'll help connect them with my colleagues so that we can, as effectively as possible, try to move that goal forward.
Gotcha. So you mentioned the board. Out of curiosity, how was the board developed and how many members are on there?
So the Economic Community Development Committee is appointed by the Board of Supervisors. It has seven members who are at large and one youth member who's also on it. And we currently have a high school student who's filling that role. We have five members on it, and we actually have two vacancies. And so if there's anybody who's listening to this who says, hey, the Economic Community Development Committee sounds pretty neat to me, and I'd encourage them to apply. Submit an application online. They'll have the opportunity to sit down and to speak with typically two of the members of the Board of Supervisors to express their interest in being part of it. But those six members that we have right now are truly invaluable to provide their feedback, to be able to give their input, and to be able to provide recommendations to the Board of Supervisors on how we can further economic development and better involve our community into what is really a exciting and bustling community.
It definitely is. And it prompted me for my next question. What is the communication between the Board of Supervisors and the ECDC group? How's that all come into play?
Absolutely. So every single citizen advisory board has a board liaison and a staff liaison. Okay. So our board liaison is actually the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Tina Garzillo, and she is able to be that link. So where I'm going back to my colleagues to be able to have conversations on what staff bandwidth we can provide, she's there to be able to provide consistent communication on what's happening in the township, because she really has a complete view of everything that's going on. And then also to be able to say from a board perspective, here's the types of things that we'd like to see. Here are the gaps that we've noticed, to be able to use it kind of as a quasi think tank, if you will, to say, how can we create a better environment for our businesses and our residents, and what can the board do to help further that goal? So she is an invaluable part of the conversations that we have to be that consistent link with the five at-large elected officials here in Upper Marion.
But it's safe to say, since you're the liaison, you're sort of like the buffer between the residents and the business. So when they have a disagreement, I guess you're the guy that has to say, all right, let's look at this logically and figure out what's best for either side. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I don't know if I'd like to say that I'm a buffer. I'd like to be more of a link.
Okay.
And there's other organizations here in the township who do an amazing job at that as well. The King of Prussia Business Improvement District is a huge part of that because they really are the closest to having conversations with the businesses. I'd like to say that my conversations are a little bit closer to the residents.
Okay.
And so I obviously, through my job as the planner, have the chance to be able to see what's being developed, the way that our different real estate assets are performing, what people want to build here, what type of new retail opportunities are coming in. And so I do have the chance to be able to connect with the business community. But really a huge goal of mine from a staff perspective is how can we make sure that all of our local initiatives, our local zoning, things of that nature are aligned with what the residents want to see. And again, I really find that the ECDC provides me incredible feedback on these different topics to be able to say what they're hearing people say so that I can have that be informed in the type of zoning decisions that we're making and the type of initiatives that we're launching.
Yeah, like for instance, if a resident, I guess, deeded property to the township, I guess you would be involved in saying, all right, this is how we're going to zone this land, or you're going to, I guess, give a referral about that. Is that a fair way to look at it?
In some ways, you know, certainly there are times that the township will acquire property.
Yes.
And I might have a role in that type of conversation. If we want to program a new park and we need more space for that, or it might be that we already have a park, we want to enhance that park with things that are going to fit the local community, I might have a role in conversations with that as well. And the beautiful thing about citizen advisory boards is we have really a diverse tapestry of not only boards, but also talent on those boards. So if we're talking about a park, there's a Parks and Recreation Board. If we talk about the community center, this is the Community Center Advisory Board. So there are these groups that are able to be specific point people for these conversations. And so when it comes to small business formation, ECDC is a great link for that. And they have some different programs that touch directly on those things. One thing that the Economic Community Development Committee does is a small business spotlight. And they will go and have conversations with small businesses here in Upper Marion Township. Based on kind of our retail platforms that we have, the King of Prussia Mall, some of the surrounding strip malls, we have a lot of national retail chains.
Right.
Not as many small local businesses as some other communities, but it's something that the Economic Community Development Committee does a great job at boosting the talents and boosting the local profile of those small businesses so that residents know that's who they can go to in terms of, you know, locally owned and operated groups that sometimes might not get the same press that a large national chain obviously has the access to.
Yeah, and being a planner, that was my next question. When you have like a local business and they're up against the big national chains, do you ever have to get in and sort of like referee difficult decisions?
That's truly not a core part of the role, and it's not something that I would be too readily engaged in. But the one thing that certainly local planning has the opportunity to do is make sure that our zoning laws are set up in such a fashion that we don't just have zoning that fits the big box store.
Gotcha.
But it fits the opportunity for the entrepreneur to launch a business in an environment that makes the most sense for what they're trying to culture. So that definitely does connect, but I don't get too readily involved in that type of back and forth.
Yeah, it was just more curiosity because you did hit a good point. There is a lot of chain businesses that are in this area because it's a hub. That's the advantage of being where we're at. It's a centralized location that can lead you to east of the city, west of the mountains, and it's a great geographical spot. And I'm sure being a planner, you see the fruits and labor of how this whole King of Prussia Upper Marion has been developed.
Well, one of the things I like to say is all roads lead to King of Prussia.
That's it.
And it really has destined when 76, when 276, when 476 crisscrossed through our community, it really was like a target. And it set King of Prussia on this map. It set Upper Marion on a map to be able to have this incredible growth that it's benefited so many of our residents. But it's incumbent upon us to make sure that that growth is happening in a way that residents feel they're connected to. And that's really where I feel groups like the ECDC help me connect to that type of feeling.
Give us an idea what else the ECDC is involved in.
Absolutely. So an initiative that the ECDC is launching that they are really excited to bring to the forefront is the annual week of service. And this year is going to be our first inaugural event. As I mentioned in the first segment, a really unique dynamic that we have is the 65,000 workers and the 38,000 residents. It's a community that sometimes can feel disconnected from each other, because a really interesting thing is only 4.5% of those 65,000 workers also live here in the township. It's a little bit of a mix match. And it's part of the goal of the Economic and Community Development Committee to really build that type of community, as in their name. And they thought a great way to do that would be to create volunteer opportunities over a week of time to be able to allow individuals on both groups to be able to engage in our local community. So it's going to be on September 12th and 13th. There's great information on the township website that can guide you through the overall process on how to sign up, what different events that we have. But the goal this week or this year is, I know you're thinking, wait a second, you said week, okay, but you said 2 days. And we want to start in a way that we know we're going to be successful. We thought 2 days was the perfect amount. And so Friday, September 12th is an opportunity for local businesses to really get involved. We've already had some great signups. I saw that Geo Blue, who's on First Avenue, their softball team, wow, signed up for one of the events, and they're coming out in force to be able to support one of the cleanups that we're having. And then Saturday is really oriented for residents to be able to get involved. And that's, again, September 13th, that's Saturday. We're really excited to be able to dispatch people all across the township and really hope that it's something that makes its mark in a way that for years to come, we continue to find new volunteer opportunities, new organizations who want to give back, more residents who want to get involved, and this can continue to snowball into something really effective to serve our local neighbors.
What was the brainchild for this event?
Really, the local brains, or the brainstorming that we had surrounding this, was how can we better engage our business community? Because we're hearing time and time again that they want to get involved. Something that we know a lot of businesses these days have been joining are things like the 1% pledge, where an organization pledges 1% of their time and 1% of their profits to local organizations. And we kept hearing that time and time again, they were looking for those opportunities, but they couldn't find them. At the same time, ECDC wants to engage residents. So they were brainstorming, okay, how can we form that type of link? And it seemed like volunteerism was a perfect way to be able to break down that barrier, get people out there, hopefully together, okay, working hand in hand on some of the common goals that we have.
So if someone was to volunteer or wanted to be a part of this, what would they expect? Like, what would they be walking themselves into?
Absolutely. So there's 9 different events happening over those 2 days. And whatever your flavor is, hopefully there's something that's going to fit what you like to do. So we have opportunities at the Upper Marion Community Cupboard for people to go and help with painting, to be able to help with sorting of food and checking expiration dates, things of that nature. So if you want to be more inside and doing that type of work, great opportunity. We'll be doing some work over at the Township Arboretum off Moore Road, yes, clearing some invasive bamboo that's popped up, making sure that the tree tags are in a good place. And that's actually through a partnership with another citizen advisory board, the Park and Shade Tree Committee. So Shade Tree is really coming in with a lot of the know-how on how to care for these types of plants and are guiding that. We're doing street cleanups. It's something that we see rubbish be tossed on our roadways because we have so much through traffic, mm-hmm, in this community. It's an opportunity to walk along the Chester Valley Trail, one of our amazing circuit trails that we have access here, to be able to pick up that trash. So whatever you're interested in, we really hope that we created an event that's going to fit the goals of both the residents and the businesses. But I'd also like to request that if a resident's looking at the list and they're like, ah, there's nothing quite for me, I wish they had this, I would love for them to reach out to us. We'd love to have that conversation. We might not be able to do it this year, but again, this is inaugural. We're really planning for this to be inaugural and for this to be something that for years to come, we continue to build with more and more events.
That was my next question. How much time has been put in place for the planning of this event?
It's something that we've been working on really since the start of 2025, and through the summer have been really pushing to make it as concrete as possible. Anytime that you're doing it for the first time, right, there's a lot of things that need to be done that haven't been done before. So we've created the waiver forms. We've made sure that we have our supply list. We have our routes for the cleanups, really starting from scratch. And we think that as we continue to build these base volunteer opportunities, it'll make it easier and easier to continue to build new opportunities for people to be able to serve. But it's really been a labor of love from everybody on the Economic and Community Development Committee to give their time, energy, and effort to make sure that this is going to be a successful event on September 12th and 13th.
Yeah, the reason I ask, because it does sound like a major undertaking with all the planning that has to go into play in terms of if you're going to be street cleaning and you have multiple avenues of support. Were you meeting on like a weekly basis? How, or what was the communication like through all this?
Absolutely. For people who know me, this probably won't come as a surprise, but I'm an Eagle Scout.
Okay.
And I keep thinking back to the time that I planned my Eagle Scout project, the involvement that we had to be able to do at the time we created a little outdoor classroom for a local elementary school. And it does take a lot of time and energy and effort to be able to do that. So I kept kind of thinking back to that experience on, you know, what does it look like to do this? How can we make sure we're doing something fun and impactful at the same level? And so the ECDC meets monthly. But just because we're only meeting monthly doesn't mean we only work monthly. There's always a flurry of emails going back and forth. And that's really the amazing thing about our citizen advisory boards is their willingness to volunteer their time and energy after long working days to be able to say, hey, I want to contribute to my community. I'm going to log into my email. I'm going to respond to this to make sure that our week of service is on track and it's going to be successful.
Now, were there multiple platforms to get the word out for this event?
We've been working on all fronts, and we're hopeful that this is an opportunity for some folks to be able to see it as well. Primarily, the best way to be able to find it is through the Upper Marion Township website. To be able to go there, to be able to click on the recent article and navigate to the Sign Up Genius, which is our online platform that we're using to be able to have these signups. The King of Prussia Business Improvement District did a wonderful job of getting the word out to their businesses. And the day that that newsletter went out, I saw a mass flurry of signups happening. So that goes to show that we have a business community that wants to be engaged.
That's good.
They want to participate in these things if we give them the opportunity. So if there's other areas that folks think that we should be sharing, we're happy to hear it. And we'd love to make sure that we get the word out as much as possible, if not this year, but for many years to come.
Yeah, because you also stated there are two openings on the board. So this is a prime time opportunity for someone that really has a passion to get involved. And it's the process shouldn't be too difficult, right? They probably just have to fill out an application and meet with board members, correct?
That's right. It's a pretty simple application form that's online to join any citizen advisory board that has a vacancy. The Board of Supervisors on a monthly basis announce the vacancies that we have at the Board of Supervisors business meeting, which is the second Thursday of every month. Good chance to be able to hear what's going on. Also, if you're driving past the township building, you might see that there's an opportunity to join one of the vacancies. But if any of those suit your interest, be it ECDC or another one, absolutely apply. There's nothing like giving back to your local community.
That's perfect. A week of service is obviously the big inaugural event that you're having here in the community. Someone that's just tuning in, give them an idea of what they should expect.
What they can expect from the Economic Community Development Committee's week of service is about 100 residents and local employees all coming together to be able to serve their community through 9 different events over 2 days, September 12th and 13th. What we're really excited about is the diverse opportunities that we think we're presenting to be able to help many different communities, to be able to help your local parks, and to be able to make sure that we're a very beautiful, lovely township to be able to stay in. So some of the opportunities that will be presented are things like cleaning up bamboo that's run rampant over at the Arboretum, working to do a cleanup over at one of our local parks, working on cleaning up some of our local trails, partnering with the community cupboard to be able to do sorting and cleaning in that location, writing cards to individuals here at the township building. So many different events that if you want to get super deep in the weeds, we have that opportunity for you. If you want to pick up a paintbrush, you can do that too.
So someone here in the township building knew that you were going to be a guest here on Community Connections, and they sent me this question.
Okay.
And I said, I was told to ask you, which one are you most secretly most excited about?
Okay.
I don't know who it came from, but I figured I'd share.
Well, I think the one that I'm most excited about are our different cleanups on our trails. So they're going to be starting from two different locations. One day, one of the Chester Valley Trail cleanups is going to be starting over from where the Giant is, over at Henderson Square,
okay,
and moving in that general direction. The other one is going to be starting over where the PennDOT Park or the PennDOT Service Center is and the Park and Ride, and to be able to get kind of full coverage on the trail. Now, why I'm specifically excited about that is trash cleanup is always a trash cleanup, but I am so proud of the circuit trail that the township has been able to work on with our different partners like the county, like the Business Improvement District. And I think it's a great opportunity for local residents and employees to be able to experience the trails, yes, to be able to walk on them, see great ways to be able to walk and bike, to get different places that you want to be able to go, and make sure that those stay beautiful, because rubbish on the side could interfere with a biker who's trying to, you know, make a great PR time, yeah, on that trail. Yeah. And so I see it as a great opportunity to really boast something that I think the township has been doing a superb job at doing, which is the expansion of our trail network.
Yeah, and I would have to agree, that is, it's great, especially for the locals and for the people that are coming in to work, because as you know, they like to take advantage of it during their breaks and their right. lunches, and you see people roaming around all the time. So it's a big win-win for everybody when that's straightened up. So you're saying it's a week, it's only 2 days. Do you think down the line it's gonna extend into more time?
That's the hope. You know, this year we are expecting to have 100 volunteers, give or take, across 9 different events. Would love to see that double next year. I think it could be a great opportunity to be able just to listen to what do residents want to see done in their local community. We have so many parks that we have staff who do an amazing job taking care of, but sometimes bigger projects require more hands.
Yes.
And we can all come together to be able to play a role in that. Similarly, there's things that other organizations that could use a helping hand. This year, again, we're partnering with the Community Cupboard. I'm sure there are other organizations that if they knew about this, they'd say, hey, we have opportunities too for people to be able to come and get involved. So as they hear about this, reach out to us, tell us about your volunteer opportunities, or tell us about the type of volunteering that you wish the township was doing so that we can have 18 events with 200 volunteers this upcoming year.
Yeah, so we can look at the ECDC as almost like a spoken hub system, because there are a number of community organizations could definitely benefit from this. And if they hear what is happening now, especially with Community Cupboard, because we deal with a lot of these organizations here on Community Connections, it would be a win-win for everyone.
I completely agree. I think any way that we can continue to connect the wonderful 65,000 employees and the 38,000 residents we have with fantastic opportunities, the more, the better. People really do want to serve their local community. I really feel that. Being in local government, I hear that a lot, that people want to step up and to be able to participate in the great work that we're doing. This to me is one little way for them to be able to do so.
Well, as we both know, beautification keeps the value of the community, makes everybody a much better frame of mind. You know, I go back to the Disney model. Mm-hmm. Disney's always spotless, it's always clean. They want to make sure every guest has the same experience. Why not King of Prussia, right?
Well, you know, what's really amazing is this past year, I'm going to brag a little bit on the township, that Fortune magazine ranked Upper Marion Township the second best place in the country to raise a family. I think events like this are the types of things that's going to help us be number one.
Yes.
Because it is that type of Disney feeling, right? I mean, we have amazing things to benefit the local community, and it's no surprise to me that we are ranked number two. Valley Forge National Historical Park, the King of Prussia Mall, great schools, a housing landscape that is still attainable for a number of individuals. That type of tapestry is really great and strong. And being able to come together to make sure that it stays beautiful, it stays nice, despite the amount of throughput traffic that we might experience, that we're able to keep it as beautiful as we like for it to be, the better.
So with the inaugural event, before the way, I wanted to ask you this, does somebody have to pre-sign or can they just show up?
That's a great question. We would prefer that individuals sign up ahead of time. The sign up is online. It's a chance for them to be able to browse the different opportunities, to be able to select the one that they want. And everybody is required to fill out a waiver form that is also available online. We're requesting that folks bring it when they come to attend. We'll have some extras for every station just in case.
Right.
But it's helpful for our organizers to know and expect how many people are coming. How many trash bags do I need to make sure that we have? How many trash grabbers do I need to make sure that we have provided? Waters, first aid kits, things of that nature. So the better we can plan, the better experience everybody's gonna have. So I really do recommend that if you're interested, go and sign up online. And you know, if you're not able to make it, that's okay. We'd rather have you sign up ahead of time to know that that's somebody that's expecting to come than get completely surprised and overwhelmed with a huge turnout on that day.
Because the first thing I thought of, especially like with the trash cleanup and whatever, I think it's a good team building exercise too. Like there are a number of organizations here in Upper Marion Township that might benefit, like, you know, softball teams, baseball teams. Yeah. They could come as a group, correct?
Absolutely. We encourage groups to come and participate. I've seen full families sign up on the sign-up list. I've seen full organizations, like I mentioned, the GeoBlue softball team is coming out in force to be able to help clean up one of our parks. And I love that. So many of those individuals, they might not live here, but they come here every day. They're part of our community in the way they contribute, in the way they participate. And so it's a great way for them to be able to be connected. So hopefully people see it as a team building opportunity, whether you're a corporate team or whether you're a family. Hopefully it gets you out of the house and gets you into a volunteering mode to be able to serve your local neighbor.
So Jarrett, final question. Anyone looking to get involved, how would they go about doing so?
Go to the Upper Marion Township website, umtownship.org, and you'll see Week of Service on the homepage right now as one of the recent articles. Great way to be able to identify the sign-up list and get involved. And we really hope to see so many people there.
Jarrett, it's been great having you as a guest here today, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jarrett Lash, he is the Township Planner as well as the Staff Liaison of the Economic Community and Developmental Committee. He's been our guest here today on Community Connections. From all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Curlin. Thank you for watching.